Hi there, welcome to Module 17, Lesson 2, 2020 and Beyond, A New World for Mediums and Empaths. Well, I don't need to describe to you why it is a new world for mediums and empaths, because clearly you're living it with me. We are definitely in a place where things have taken a drastic turn. We are in a world, living in a world right now that is riddled with conspiracy theories, that is riddled with anxiety for a world pandemic that in some ways tied the world together in the beginning and then in many ways pulled the world apart. What you need to know and what is really important for you to know in 2020 and going forward is that your service becomes really important as of now. And it was always important, but it's even more important now. Your job is to not watch CNN and to not be connecting with conspiracy theories and the do's and the don'ts and the divide. Your job as a medium and as an empath and as a healer is to create love, unity, connection, healing, growth, and to supersede any negativity that is out there in the world right now. Your job is to use your intuition. And the greatest source of information that you will ever have or receive comes from within you. It's that whisper that says, this is the right way, or this is the wrong way, or this is good, or this is bad. And so when people ask me, where do I get my opinions from? I don't base my opinion about Donald Trump on the news. I base my opinion on Donald Trump on my intuition. I don't base my opinion on Black Lives Matter from what CNN or Fox News or CTV News or any of the news stations or social media reports give me. I base it on my intuition. I don't base my opinions on the pandemic based on whether Bob down the road tells me it's a hoax and the government is trying to rule me, and Sally at the store tells me that it's a real thing and I need to wear a mask and hand sanitize. I base my opinion based on my intuition. And what is spirit telling me? Spirit's telling me what the most important thing is to allow spirit to be with me, to flow through me, and to keep my connection with my guides and my angels stronger than it has ever, ever been. So the thing that I wanted to cover in this lesson for you is not about the right cards or the right pendulums or the right salt to use for protection, though all of those things are very important and I have a lot of courses about them. What I wanted to emphasize for you in this lesson is a truth that I think is very important that each and every one of you get today and that you understand. Your job as a medium in 2020 moving forward is to not jump on bandwagons, is to not point fingers, is to not play name, shame, and blame, is to not spew hatred and negativity. It is to find every thread of hope and love and light that you can. It's about having real conversations and being able to look at both sides. Excuse me. It is about asking yourself what matters and what doesn't matter. It's about asking yourself, how important in a world crisis was that Tiffany's necklace that you have? Did you even think of it? Because I guarantee you that you didn't. How important was that name brand purse? How important was that fancy swanky restaurant that you had to go to every Friday night? They were not important. What was important was your family, your health, your wellness, your friends, and your relationships. So I ask you to take a really good look at 2020 and ask yourself, what does your intuition say? And it might not be the same as mine, and that's okay, as long as everything you do comes from a place of love and light.